Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris here, and in this my second essential in-app audio boo requirements boo, I'm talking about sharing, how to share audio boos from within the app. Now, at the moment, we're only able to share if we pre-select certain requirements from the web interface. For example, if I want to share my audio boos to Twitter, I have to link my Twitter account on the website, and then all subsequent boos will be sent to Twitter as well as a link. Now this is okay, but what happens if I don't want to send a particular audio boo to Twitter? Well, I have to go back onto the website, unlink my Twitter account, record a boo and send it. And then the next boo, I might want to send it to Twitter. I have to go back onto the website, relink my audio boo to Twitter account. You get the picture. It's not intuitive and it's a bit of a nightmare. And where we share to is limited to on the web interface. Where this becomes more important is if I'm sharing audio boos to my blog. Some audio boos I want to go to my blog because they're relevant to my blogging. Some aren't. So how do we do this? Well, most apps, a lot of apps, have the ability to share to another app. So, especially on the Android. I'm not sure about iPhone. I'm talking mainly Android here, but I'm sure there's going to be facilities for both operating systems. I want to be able to record an audio boo on my app, and once I've recorded it, have a selection that says share to, and it will be able to then share to any other app, relevant app I have installed on my mobile phone. I can then share it to wherever, and I want to be able to multiple share it, so not just select one option, but be able to select multiple options if necessary. That would then send a link as it does to Twitter, or as it does to Facebook, etc. Where those other platforms apply, for example Facebook, then the audio boo player will embed itself, as it does on blogs. Where that's not applicable, then an audio boo link will be sent. This will give us more control over where our boos go, who listens to our boos, and give us the ability to share them to a wider audience too. For example, I could share to G+. I can't do that at the moment, but it's very easy to share a link to G+ from within the Android app. The other thing with sharing is to be able to share other people's boos. So if I listen to someone's boo and I like it, I'd like to be able to share that boo in the same way I can share my own boos. To have the URL or a short link to each boo I listen to available in app is also a good idea, because then I can copy and paste the URL and that gives me another way of sharing. I could share it to email, I could share it to a text message, etc. I could even share it to apps that aren't supported by the Share To facility in the Android operating system. I could just grab the URL. This might be more applicable to iPhone users too. They could grab the short code, copy it, and then just open another app and send it that way. More reasons to share audio boo so that other people can listen to our content. Get it out there. And the more people that know we're booing, the more people will be inclined to boo themselves, perhaps. So there you go. The second of my essential in-app audio boo requirements. Sharing boos. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.